AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is focusing on Buffalo on the day after Christmas.
We have been through a lot of wars together, and this blizzard is the one for the ages. Certainly, it is the blizzard of the century.
The governor is in Buffalo, a city that is known for its big snowstorms. It got another big storm in time for Christmas. At least 27 deaths have been reported in Erie County. The governor says it's too early to declare victory.
The storm is coming back. We're expecting another 6 to 12 inches. And in the south towns, the southern part of Erie County, a little bit south of here, they had 30 to 40 inches of snow overnight.
This winter storm is blamed for at least 48 deaths nationwide. There's also nasty weather on the West Coast. Ashton Cook at the National Weather Service says the West Coast could see storms, too.
It looks like the heaviest totals that we're expecting in the next seven-day period will be in northern and central California, along the coast, where there could be over 10 inches of rain, and also in the Sierra, although some of that will probably fall as snow.
Vandalism at three power substations in western Washington initially cut power to about 14,000 utility customers. The attacks come as federal officials are warning the power grid needs better security to prevent domestic terrorism after a large outage in North Carolina earlier this month that took days to fix. Ukraine's foreign minister tells the AP his government aims to have a peace summit, preferably at the United Nations, with Secretary General Antonio Guterres as a possible mediator around the time of the anniversary of Russia's war in February. Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba tells the AP he was absolutely satisfied with the results of President Volodymyr Zelensky's visit to the U.S. last week, and he revealed the U.S. government has made a special plan to get the Patriot missile battery ready to be operational in the country in less than 6 months. Usually, the training takes up to a year. This is AP News. U2 and Gladys Knight are among the entertainers honored at Washington's Kennedy Center. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
That's Eddie Vedder performing in tribute to U2 at the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington earlier this month. The annual gala was recorded for TV and airs Wednesday on CBS. Patti LaBelle tearfully sang the praises of her friend singer Gladys Knight. Ballerinas performed in honor of composer Tania Leone. Sheryl Crow sang Baby Baby in tribute to singer Amy Grant. Matt Damon teased honoree George Clooney a lot. So did Julia Roberts before telling Clooney he deserves the honor.
You are a beacon truly leading all who know you to a happier, more fulfilling path.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Purdue remains on top of the AP Top 25 Men's College Basketball poll for a third straight week. Connecticut is at number 2, number 3 Houston, number 4 Kansas, and number 5 Arizona all held their positions. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.